Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, here we are in the first full day of summer, the summer of 22. It's Wednesday, June 22, 2022. The president is working out a slight break at the pump for you. A suspicious package left at Springfield's moldy courthouse. Water restrictions in Athol. Union Station is bathed in a purple glow. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese changes its name. I guess it's going incognito. And Mark Auerbach reviews Ain't Misbehavin'. Let's delve in. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and yes, they are scattered all over the place right now. High of 70, wind south-southeast 5 to 10. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low near 56, wind south-southeast 5 to 10. And a chance of rain at 40% once again. The ultraviolet index at 4. The humidity 66%. It is June 22, 2022, as I said, and some friends are celebrating birthdays today. Some friends you may even know, and they include former Mayor Michael Bissonette, Deb Baronski, Chris Zito, and Neil McGillicuddy. If you run into them in your travels today, wish them a happy birthday. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno going to cheer on our Springfield Thunderbirds as they continue with their Calder Cup run. Game 3 of the Calder Cup Finals against the Chicago Wolves. And Mr. Mayor says, quote, I am looking forward to cheering on our beloved T-Birds as they continue their run in the AHL Calder Cup playoffs. It is Game 3 of the Calder Cup playoffs, baby. And I'll be wearing my Good Luck T-Birds bling chain, too. We want the cup. Quoth Mayor Sarno. Springfield Fire Department notes the report of a so-called suspicious-looking package outside the Ireland courthouse today. Fire Commissioner B.J. Calvi and the Springfield Arson and Bomb Squad have secured the perimeter to X-ray the package, which does appear to be a large white suitcase. Bomb technicians are determined the package was empty. Hold your water in Athol. No non-essential water use allowed between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Examples of non-essential outdoor water use? Well, watering and irrigation of lawns, washing of vehicles other than by means of a commercial car wash, except as necessary for operator safety, and the washing of exterior building surfaces, parking lots, driveways, sidewalks, again, except as necessary to apply paint, preservative, stucco, pavement, or cement. The Athol Water Department is required by law to enforce these restrictions until the river gauge at Irving, Mass. Is above 186 cubic feet per second for 7 consecutive days, at which time you will be notified of the elimination of the restrictions. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese will no longer be known as Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, but rather the shortened, more colloquial, Kraft Mac and Cheese. See, because that's what everybody calls it. Kraft announced the arguably negligible change yesterday morning, explaining that the new name is meant to reflect the way fans organically talk about the brand. Now, along with its new name, Kraft Mac and Cheese is also getting modest updates to its signature blue boxes. How exciting! The new packaging is expected to arrive on store shelves in August, according to Kraft. In Massachusetts, there are more than 130,000 people living with Alzheimer's disease and 284,000 family members and friends providing care and support. Now, Monday and Tuesday nights passed, the Union Station in Springfield glowed in purple to bring concern and awareness to Alzheimer's disease. That's the sixth leading cause of death in America. Union Station remains lit up purple to honor all those fighting the darkness of Alzheimer's. ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach has reviewed a local production of the venerable hit musical Ain't Misbehavin', and it sounds to me like the joint was jumping. Mark?
We have a review for you for Ain't Misbehavin' at Barrington Stage. This joint is jumping at Barrington Stage as they open their main stage season with Ain't Misbehavin', the Fats Waller musical. For 2 hours, a talented quintet of singers and dancers bring sizzle and sass to several dozen songs written by or made famous by Fats Waller, the African-American musician, entertainer, and songwriter whose songs, many co-written with Andy Razaf, were staples from the Cotton Club to Broadway. You may know some of these songs like Honeysuckle Rose, Ain't Misbehavin', Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. Luther Henderson's musical adaptation and Quentin Gray's musical direction also showcased some hits of yesterday, probably big deals at the Savoy and the Waldorf in their time. Ain't Misbehavin' opened originally on Broadway in 1978, won 3 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and introduced a quintet of musical theater headliners, including Nell Carter, who lit up marquees for decades. Subsequent cast members on Broadway and on tour included Debbie Allen and the Pointer Sisters. One of the first jukebox musicals to hit Broadway a year before Barrington Stage's Julianne Boyd made her Broadway imprint with Ubi, a musical about Ubi Blake. The format gave rise to Jersey Boys and the current big Broadway hit, MJ. Jeffrey L. Page's accomplished choreography and direction keeps Ain't Misbehavin' tapping its toes, sliding its stride, and moving nonstop, spreading rhythm around. How You Baby and The Vipers Drag, the latter given a tour divorce performance by Jarvis B. Manning Jr., are showstoppers all, and the company received a well-deserved standing ovation at show's end. The quintet of performers, Alison Blackwell, Arnold Harper II, Jarvis B. Manning Jr., Anastasia McCluskey, and Maisha McQueen, sing and strut with style on Raul Abrago's clever set, and they are costumed deliciously by Dana Botez. Quentin Gray and his band swing and bounce with one hot note after another. Ain't Misbehavin' has always been one of my favorite musicals, and I wore out the cast album early on during the Broadway run. I've loved some of the original productions I've seen, especially Marsha Milgram Dodge's production at Berkshire Theater Festival in Stockbridge some 30 years ago. But Barrington Stage's exuberant revival is the one I won't forget. Ain't Misbehavin' runs at Barrington Stage's Boyd Quinson main stage in downtown Pittsfield through July 9th. For tickets and details, barringtonstageco.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure. Well, I appreciate you being with us for our program today on Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next new show, Thursday morning, and it'll be up online during the day and available to you during day and night on demand. I will remind you that tonight, the play Betty and the Patch, an original play with Agawam ties, written by Danny Eaton and directed by Mr. Eaton as well, at the Majestic Theater. The play reopens after a couple of nights off, and you can get tickets for tonight's performance. The curtain is at 7 p.m. simply by calling the Majestic Theater box office. All right, thank you very much for being with us. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.